and this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Squamish, Seashelt, Sydney, Robin, Omaha, hi there, and a big shout out to DeLeo in Michigan. Hope you're listening, and all of you all over the world tuned in to Coast Community Radio or coastradio.org, or perhaps you're on your handheld device with the TuneIn app. You've got us at KMUN. We are delighted to have you here. It is time for Arts Live and Local on this gorgeous, another gorgeous day, weather for the Lower Columbia Coastal Region. Partly sunny with highs. Ha, we beat it. It's 58 degrees. And tonight's going down to 45. And the next few days between 50 and 60 and 40s in the night. So we are doing well. Of course, we love our rain. And we hope that our area stays as perfect as it always is. And that means all of us working on this climate change, right? Keep us safe all over the world. And by the way, speaking of that kind of thing, Tuesday, April 30th is the last day for new voters in Clatsop County to register to vote in the May 21st special election. On the Port of Astoria, local school boards, Clatsop County care districts, etc. 325-503-325-8605. And the office is 820 Exchange Street in Astoria. As my friend says, if you don't participate, you can't complain. And what's life without being able to complain? Got a very full show and a very full time in the arts, of course. I also want to send out holiday greetings to all who celebrate holidays, whatever they may be.
I woke up this morning. Machines were rumbling across the ground where Jesus stood. And the man on my TV told me that it had always been that way. And there's nothing anyone could do or say. And I almost listened to him. Yeah, I almost lost my mind. Larry gained my senses again and looked into my heart to find that I believe that one fine day all the children of Abraham will lay down their swords forever in Jerusalem. Just can't stand the sound, but I believe there'll come a day when the lion and the lamb will lie down in peace together in Jerusalem.
Yeah, the lion and the lamb and the rest of us lie down in peace, or stand up and shout out in peace, whatever it takes. Well, one of the best ways to make peace is to make art, music, dance, paint, sculpt, bang on metal, play in the sand, whatever it is. It's a great way to make sure to make peace, because it's the arts are a fabulous way to communicate. And I have two artists sitting in the room here with me, two of over 30 artists, yowza, who are going to be taking part in the 13th annual Tokeland North Cove Studio Tour. This is the 2019 Tokeland North Cove Studio Tour. Where is a wonderful place called Tokeland? And North Cove, where could they be? Well, my friends here are going to tell us about it. One of them should be very familiar to those of you who tune into KMUN and used to even more so. And that would be Judith Altruda. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Carol.
So glad to have you here.
Yeah, thank
always.
You. Back.
And back. And Judith is the person I alluded to. She bangs on metal. She's a metalsmith. I always think of her as a jeweler, but she calls it a metalsmith, and I'll let her tell you why. And before that, I'll introduce my second guest, who is not so frequently here, Marcy Merrill, who is a photographer.
That's me.
And it is. Mm-hmm. And I recognized Marcy more by your name than, but when I saw you, I remembered also Marcy was here. I don't even remember when. Do you have any idea when?
I would say 4 years or maybe something like that.
Just that? Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little more.
I remember Marcy because she took an iconic photo in the studio. Nothing like the ones that I take usually. It was, I can't even tell you. The angle was such that you would wonder if she was hanging from the ceiling. It was very exciting. And they are both here to tell us about this festival, this studio tour. I'm looking for the date, May 4th, Saturday, May 4th. So that is a week from tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's just one day, folks. So it's time to get up there. I'm pointing to myself,
yes,
when I say that. I've been trying to get up there for years. And there's lots of stuff going on in addition to the art tour. And it's a benefit. So, Judith, why don't you tell us about this? Were you part of instigating this whole,
yes,
founding it?
Yeah. 13 years ago, we had our first one. And I've been involved in it every year since. Let's see, what can I say? As far as the benefit goes, let me back up for a minute.
Okay.
First of all, Carol, you didn't ask us if we were virgins.
I didn't, because I knew the answer.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, but I'm a little.
You're insulted.
Okay. Yeah. So you know, now that I've got that off my chest.
Okay, now wait. I have to say that I believe, I'm sure that you are virgins in something, but not on KMUN.
Okay.
And that's my.
Thank you for the clarification.
That's my bailiwick. So, yeah.
Okay. So now on to the business, why
yes,
we are here today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So 13 years ago, there are quite a lot of artists in Tokeland, Washington, and the surrounding area. It always has drawn artists.
Well, where is it?
Where is Tokeland? Well, we call it the center of the universe.
Ah, that's brownie.
But if you were to actually want to go there, it is in Washington State. It is near, say, Raymond, Washington, Aberdeen, Westport. Look in that area.
Uh-huh.
We're a little peninsula on Willapa Bay. So Google it. You'll find
okay,
us.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So how far is it from here?
It's an hour and a half.
Okay.
A beautiful drive, no stoplights or anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So now tell us about this. Was it always Tokeland and North Cove?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They are neighbors?
Yes. North Cove is famous for its Washaway Beach, which is where the houses are.
Yes.
Yeah, the erosion.
Yes.
And so we're right next to each other.
Art from the wood,
yes,
of the Washaway Beach, too.
Whether it's driftwood from the beach or wood from houses that have washed over, or photographs of incredible finds there. So that's the tie-in.
So a lot of artists, I keep hearing about this place with this magical name of Tokeland.
Mm-hmm.
And
the artists that lived there 13 years ago, we decided to open our studios up to the public and invite other artists, our friends from slightly out of the area, to join us. And we have, it has continued on once a year for 13 years.
So you said open studios, but so some of you will be in your own studios?
Yes, working studios,
and
yes.
And others will gather?
Mm-hmm. We have 8 working studios that will
wow.
be opened.
Nice.
And those include wood carving, glass blowing, metalsmithing, that's me, painting,
Photography,
yeah. And then we have 5 public spaces, which are at Shoalwater Bay Indian Tribe. There's the Tribal Center, mm-hmm. and they have a beautiful new museum there on the reservation. They will be hosting other artists as well as tribal members who are artists. And then the historic Tokeland Hotel and Cap's Tavern, which is right next to it, they'll be hosting groups of artists. And then nice. Nelson Crab, which is a beautiful new building at the docks of Tokeland, beautiful view. They will be hosting a group of artists.
So if you were to go to the museum, for example, will the museum part be open as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be maps at these public spaces that you could find. You could pick up a map to find all of the locations of all the smaller studios. And there'll be a lot of road signage as well.
But you would be driving from place to place as opposed to walking.
Well, if you were, you could walk. Actually, if you were at the Tokeland Hotel, for example, you could walk from the hotel to Jeffro Uto's studio, knock on wood. He's pretty well known.
Knock
driftwood.
On wood, very
yeah,
cute.
He's been here a few times. He's no virgin.
Yeah.
And and we would have Cap's Tavern. You could walk to my studio and Wally Mann and Marlene Mann's studio. You could walk to all of those.
Nice.
Yeah.
But you'd want to drive to the rest.
Yeah, you'd want to drive to Nelson's. Yeah. And, but it's like we're talking a 2-mile-long peninsula.
Yeah.
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 And funny. North Cove is like, what, 3 miles north?
Another, yeah. A little bit.
Okay, now, before I come over to Marcy, metalsmithing, how is that? Why do you call it that?
Well, I work with a variety of different kinds of metal. I'm forging, I'm fabricating. You know, smithing is to hit something with a hammer, smite.
Right.
So that's kind of where that word comes from. And I choose to make jewelry with my skills. And that's why.
Okay. Yeah. I like it, metal smithing, but I sort of was,
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
And Marcy, where do you live? Do you live there too?
Yes, I live in North Cove.
Okay. So how come we don't see you more often?
Well,
are you busy
I don't
working
know
or
why.
Something?
Yeah, I work, you know. God. Lately I've been doing a lot of commercial work, so nobody wants to look at that stuff at an art tour.
Well, I know you brought some show and tell.
I did.
Oh, goody.
I have a...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
That's the 200 Things is a book that I did, a photo book of our area in North Cove that Judith was talking about, that's Washaway Beach.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Over the years, I've made some kind of quirky photographs of the quirky things that wash up
no
there.
No surprise, Marcy.
It's a pretty crazy place. And so I have put together a book. That's one book that I'm actually proud of.
And Fantastic.
It's a lot of fun.
So yeah.
That's going to be for sale there.
And what am I looking at here? What is this?
That's a big red light bulb.
Is it just
it washed
a
up.
Normal size?
I think it's from like the, what would that be, starboard side of a ship.
Okay.
Wait, what's the red side?
Right. Oh, that's why
I think
it's
the right.
Well, it's just that, as I mentioned when you took the picture here in the studio, you managed to have perspectives that one wouldn't know existed. And so I can't always tell. Oh, wow. This is wonderful. Holy cow. Now that
what are you
looks,
looking at, Carol?
Oh, yeah,
yes.
That's an elk, yeah.
That's a real live one versus this.
The yeah,
way
and
you
Barbie, yeah.
Those, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they kind of go together.
I love
yes,
the way Marcy
do.
Has put the images together and that it tells a story by the way she's combined her images.
A story in the image and also just the emotion that comes from, for
yes.
example, this and this.
Yeah.
The birds.
Totally different.
Crazy.
The crow skull and the...
Yeah, the sand and the birds are, you know, low and high, and yet when you look at the textures, it's quite wonderful. Wow. When did you do this?
Oh. Well, I put the book together recently, great. But this is probably over, well, since, what, 2011, I think, since the, you know, tsunami, I started putting things together. And then, so that is an ongoing thing. That's always something that I've done for years and years. And then for about the past year and a half, I started moving on over to river, to local waterways. And I
folks, you have to know that I'm having the good fortune of actually looking at the books, at Marcy Merrill's books.
That one's kind of a work in progress right there, and it's called Mud Lurking. And what?
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you to pronounce it because I couldn't figure out what that. Okay, yeah, now I
yeah,
see
I've
it.
Yeah, changed the.
Oh, wow.
Changed
do you know what a mud larking is, Carol?
I don't.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's in London in the Thames. They,
yes.
You know, way back when. People would search in the mud for items of value that they could sell, and they were called mudlarks. And so people now, it's kind of a thing to go to the Thames and go mudlarking, and you find all kinds of cool stuff from this 2,000-year-old city. Well, I started thinking about it. I thought, we have tidal rivers around here. What can I find? And so when I realized that you can find all kinds of stuff out there. I mean, just go out and look. And
what river, Marcy, are you going
This one is the Chehalis. That's the one
in Aberdeen?
That,
wow.
Mostly it's Chehalis, Aberdeen and all up and down, mostly the south side of the river. But
and you've got little quotes and
explanations. Well, in this
what
one,
this?
Yeah, the other yeah, book this, I didn't really explain
no,
much because you don't need to.
To. No.
But this one, I'm finding that I'm really interested in finding out the history of the pieces that I find. A lot of things I can't find
yeah.
the reason it was there. It kind of tells a story of what it takes to build a town. And I...
And this was a logging town, of
yeah,
course,
and
Aberdeen.
And why I'm finding thousands and thousands of boot soles, I don't really know. There's a lot of them.
Well, so. I am. I have no idea what this is that I'm looking at here.
It's a marble.
A marble.
Vintage marble. Yeah.
It looks like, yeah, somebody with gloves on, but
That's
it
me.
Could be a crab. Holding something in its mouth.
Oh,
this
I didn't
is
even
fascinating.
Think about that. Well, you want to see my find that I brought?
Sure, okay. Yeah. Oh, this is, folks, you should be here. This
I found
is,
all kinds
to,
of
I'm
crazy
I'm
going to
throw
things.
In a blurb while Marcy gets out the surprise.
Yes. I got
Marcy's going to be showing at Cab's Tavern with a display of some of her mudlarking objects that she's
oh
found and the photo books.
Wow.
And more. And a big
more.
Surprise. You
yes,
have to
wow.
come
have a,
and see it.
Yes.
This,
here's a cool little find.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a vintage child's boot.
Very and vintage.
Very vintage. I'd say 1800s.
With barnacles.
You were, yeah,
I would
studded
agree.
Studded with barnacles.
Yeah.
So did you dig in the...
I don't no. need to.
You walk
There's so
around,
much stuff.
Oh
it's
my.
Like you don't really need okay. to dig.
And so, then you...
But you get in the mud. You slide around in the mud a lot.
And it looks as though you mostly photographed in situ, in the place where they were, unless
yes.
you had to pick it up and show it. Or
yeah.
Most, these are yeah. wonderful. How exciting. Marcy, what have you been doing the last 4 years when you weren't here?
I've been out in the mud.
Is that?
in her fancy so, ball gown.
You, yes, yes, in your fancy
in my ball gown.
Gown. Right.
Yeah, that's true. Another thing that I do is, it's my hashtag is formal wear worn inappropriately. And I have been the last 4 years, actually it has been the last 4 years, taking photos of different people wearing formal wear in certain, in everyday and unusual situations.
Definitely.
So I have like everyone at the grocery store in formal wear,
right.
My dentist and his assistants in formal wear.
And you are in my workbench in a
yes.
sequin
in
gown.
Your,
yes.
You know.
And I have my latest mud lurking photo where I'm wearing high heels and
I love
a dress
in
out.
In
the, yeah,
I love it. And Marcy and Judith are two of over 30 artists. Kindred Spirits, is that the name of the
yes.
of the show? This is happening Saturday, a week from tomorrow, from 10 to 4 p.m. And this is Tokeland North Cove Studio Tour. You can just research.
Oh, on Facebook. Sorry, Carol.
Facebook?
If, they go to, if a person yeah. goes to Facebook, you can see a lot of photos
oh,
and little artist bios. It's called... What is it called again? It's called Tokeland North Cove Studio Tour.
There you go.
Yeah. And
now, what if you're not on Facebook me?
Then you have to. Hipfish has a great article.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
And I wanted to tell you the mediums that we're going to be showing.
Okay,
we're going to have wood carving, painting, photography, jewelry, ceramics, glass blowing, stone cutting, metal sculpture, and demonstrations of some of these.
Oh, good.
Okay,
good.
And
this is just fabulous.
At 5 p.m. Yeah. that same day, we're having a benefit wine tasting in Tokeland, and the proceeds go to our local high school, Costa High School, for their art program, because we want to bring up the next generation.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
That's hooked on to this great day.
Speaking of that, what's the age range of your artists?
We start at about 18 years old, and we go up to 82, as far as I know.
Terrific.
Yeah.
This is fabulous. Okay. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for doing this wonderful festival. 2019 Tokeland North Cove Studio Tour. And this is the state of Washington. And it is 10 until 4. Gives you plenty of time to cruise around and meet some of these folks. I'm not sure they'll all be as outrageous as Judith and Marcy, but they're definitely all fabulously talented. So thank you so much
for
coming.
Thank you
very much for having us.
You bet. We really appreciate it.
It's wonderful.
Okay. And my next guests coming in have a brand new album, and here's a piece, an original piece from this album, right here on KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, and this is Castletown. Hey, they're playing at the Crab Festival tonight. Get your telephones ready.
I met her Hyde Park, London. It was 2003. She was singing her songs in the summer sun underneath a sycamore tree. I introduced myself and asked, what brings you to this town? She said, my name's Colleen, I'm from Dublin, playing my songs traveling around. So she asked me to join in, and we sang that entire day till the shadows started to creep in, sun was fading away. I asked to see her again, she said, that would be nice, and I could find her on the streets of Dublin under the bright city lights. In Dublin town, Dublin town, I searched for you in Dublin town. Several weeks went by and I thought it was time to go, and I took that morning boat to Dublin, hoping to find Colleen, who was on my mind. By street I looked around, she was nowhere to be found, and I promised myself to keep searching here in Dublin town. In Dublin town, Dublin town, yes, I searched for you in Dublin town. For 3 days and three nights I asked people on the street, they said they'd heard her voice but hadn't seen her in quite a while. I kept thinking what I'd say to the girl that I'd find. I just wanted to tell Colleen she was always, always on my mind. In Dublin town, Dublin town, yes, I searched for you in Dublin town. Buy my ticket home, giving up on finding the woman singing in the park. So soft and low.
Oh, yes, yeah, soft and low. Well, not so soft and low. I've got a room full of Castletown with their brand new album, Traditions. And I'm not sure who Castletown is. Is that a two-person or is that a four-person? Because I've got four beautiful people here right now. And we just heard, I Searched for You in Dublin Town. Is that what we heard?
That's
Robert
what we
Richter
heard.
Is here. He's been here before. He is no virgin. However, Heidi, have you been on KMUN before?
I have not.
Ooh, we've got ourselves a virgin. And let me see. Don't tell me. I've got Ben.
That would be right.
And Ben, been on KMUN before?
This is my first time.
Folks, we have a husband and wife virgin. Go figure.
That's awesome. Can
I tell you? That's Ben Sadler and Ryan Sutters. Another virgin, I bet.
That's correct.
Oh, my God. This is so fun. Three virgins and a non.
Oh, well.
And they're all friends and part of the same band, and a couple of them are blushing. That is, I love it. They're young. What can I say?
Yes.
Oh, they're not that young. Come on.
We're not that young.
Okay. So, Castletown. Is Castletown a four-person or two-person?
It is. We play most of the festivals with the four. When you have the smaller shows, we go the duo with Heidi and I. But for the most part, especially this summer and the way we're going with with our CD and all the great shows we're doing, we're four and very proud of that.
And you live...
In Portland, of course.
Of course. Okay. Robert, were you here with a different group of musicians?
I was here as my solo group, yes.
Solo group.
Several times. And it's interesting because it's always been a great experience and you're always smiling. And, you know, we kind of recognize each other in the hallway.
That's right.
And I said, I know you.
It's
but it's been
true.
Fun. Yes.
But the reason you're here today is with your... let me try this. Ameri-Celtic? Not an
Ameri-Celtic, yes.
It's not an Ameri-Celtic. It's an Ameri-Celtic, right?
Yes, I'm not ambidextrous, but I'm Ameri-Celtic.
Oh, cute.
Yes.
Okay. And you don't look very Irish, but you might be.
Well, there's something in there.
Irish,
you should say it. Yeah, there is. But mostly Swedish, to be honest with you. So I feel real well in this community.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
But you're here today because you folks are playing... This evening, this very evening, at the Crab and Seafood Festival, which is at the fairgrounds, and you're on at 6.
6:30.
Right? 6:30. Okay. Do you know which stage you're on?
We're going to be on the indoor stage, which will be the big hall. We like that. It's nice and warm in there, and lots of tables, and just such a wonderful festival we put on here in the community. And we've been here before, so it's really nice to come back to Astoria this time of the year. And it's fortunate when it's not raining, and it's nice, and so many great people.
Don't say that too loud.
Right.
Rain is predicted, but it's not going to happen. So... why are you all Celtic musicians? Is that what you like to play? Or you play all kinds of music and then bring it
together?
I'll
tell you what it is. Yeah. And then I'll speak for this part of it. The Ameri-Celtic is, if you think about Americana music, if you think about the folk music, we all know it came from somewhere. And a lot of it came from the Celtic traditions and that music. Mm. The CD we have out now called Traditions is really taking a lot of music. We take music from Appalachia. We've taken music from spirituals.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken music from 2 centuries ago, 3 centuries ago. We have some classics on there. You may have heard things like Scarborough Fair.
And I'm seeing Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, Danny Boy, which would be in the Celtic range.
Right.
So the one that I played, I Searched for You in Dublin Town. That's an original
piece? Yes, I wrote that song.
Were you in Dublin Town, or is
I've
this some
been
kind
there
of a dream?
In those places. I didn't get to Dublin, but I was actually in Hyde Park, which is mentioned in there in the song. And I wrote the song as sort of, as I said earlier, like a movie script. Meet somebody, lose them, and get them back. Something like an old Elvis movie or something.
Yeah.
but in any case, it's fun because I just want to get the energy. Most importantly is to showcase the musicianship of Heidi, especially on this particular one.
Yep. Well,
and I wrote the song with a mind to make it something really Celtic-y, but at the same time tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd had fun playing on that.
So, you know, before we get too far away, while Reed is still here, mm-hmm. I do want to mention, you know, we're going to have to close that door. We got lots of folks in the... In the studio, it's a busy
party weekend.
Yes. It is a party weekend, and we, you have been generous enough to invite some other folks to come to the party. So, folks, if you are interested in going to this festival, and I assure you, this is a fantastic deal because these aren't cheap tickets. Band Castletown has brought us a couple of tickets for the whole weekend. Now, that means that if you call right now, 503-325-0010, if only one person calls, you can have both tickets. But we're going to wait and see. If we have two people, you each get one ticket, and then you can invite somebody else. So the number 503-325-0010. And thank you so much for donating those. That's fantastic. So how does it break down? You said that's showcasing Heidi. Heidi, what do you do?
Well, the main thing I'm probably known for is my violin playing. And I actually lived overseas quite a bit. And I lived Eastern Europe, but I spent a lot of time listening to Irish music. And so violin is kind of my thing, but I like to pull from all different cultures.
Where did you live in Eastern Europe?
I lived in Romania. Yeah, so I just love just various world music, and Ben and Ryan and I actually play in Chasing Ebenezer, which is kind of a world folk rock, so we incorporate a little bit of the Celtic as well. So yeah.
Nice. Are you also world travelers?
Well... I came from the East Coast,
and
that's kind of a different world.
Wait a second. How could I tell? what part of the East Coast are you from?
Virginia.
Oh, that's a different part.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of the traditional songs that are on the...
the Appalachian stuff. Yeah. Nice. And... How about
Ryan.
You?
Are you a world traveler, Ryan?
Yeah. I'm actually Pacific Northwest, born and raised. Aww. I've been here all my
Good
life.
Job.
I've traveled, but I wouldn't call myself a world traveler. I love to listen to different types of music, though, and to incorporate the different feels and emotions that the different world instruments can bring in, and just experience those things and how they differ from the popular culture in America and what we typically turn the radio on and listen to.
Except if you're listening to Coast Community Radio.
Exactly.
There is no typically here. We are eclectic from the Waco, including
a couple of
things. That's right up our alley.
A local Celtic show as well as, of course, carrying the NPR show, but we're also a lot of... world music and international. I do on my folk show even because I'm a folk dancer of Eastern European dance.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Oh, we should dance together.
We'll talk. So, okay. But meanwhile, rather than talking with these folks now, I think the best thing to do is for you to meet up with them at the Crab and Seafood Festival. I saw the phone ring once, but... somebody might get really lucky, or somebody else might call 503-325-0010. You do have to pick the ticket up here at KMUN. And so you can talk to Reed, give your phone number, and I'll call you back, and we'll figure out what's going on. But is this your first time playing at the Seafood Festival?
It's actually, Town's been here several times.
Oh, really?
I think four.
And you didn't call. You didn't write.
Well,
you didn't call. What's the matter?
Well, what happened was we played on a different day. This is the first time we played on a Friday. How's that?
Perfect.
We've always played on a day. Well, we couldn't get on the show.
So you're playing just tonight.
Just tonight.
Is that right?
Yep.
Some of the bands play... Oh, there goes the phone again.
Oh, good.
Some of the bands are playing other times as well, including the Brownsmead Flats, I believe, are closing up on Sunday. But it is a whole weekend of good music and then lots of other activities that you can take part in, including drinking. Let's just call it.
Let's just be honest about it.
So go look for Castletown. Look for Robert. He's very tall. Heidi, she's the only woman in the group. She's easy and adorable. Mm-hmm. Her husband, Ben, who's got, they both have beards. It's true. But you can tell because he's from the East Coast and Ryan's from the Northwest. They look very different.
Very different.
Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for sharing your music. Traditions is their new album. Do you get to sell albums out
there? We do sell them. You can buy it tonight at the festival. Again, we're there from 6:30 to 8:45.
You
can go to our website. You can buy it on CD Baby.
Okay.
Or you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com Castletown Music.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To all of you. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you.
Got a little more music for you, and stay tuned, KMUN, KTCB.
One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shore. One earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try to show my rainbow race. It's too soon to die. Some folks want to be like an ostrich, bury their heads in the sand. Some hope that plastic dreams can unclench all those greedy hands. Some hope to take the easy way. Poisons, bombs, they think we need them. Don't you know you can't kill all the unbelievers? There's no shortcut to freedom.
One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and
folks. That's, of course, the one and only Pete Seeger, and you are going to hear that song and many, many more by 2530 musicians. I think Kit might be singing that one. May 4th, don't miss it. This is the 100th anniversary. His birthday is Friday, the 3rd, but we are going to make it happen at the Performing Arts Center on the 4th of May. That's a week from now. Right now, however, I have Ms. Jessamine Grace West from the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, because Tuesday evening, that's April 30th, at the Fort George, who very generously offers their space for benefit nights for our local nonprofits. Welcome, Jessamine.
You love me so much. You're overcome.
I'm totally.
I have to give a shout out to that Pete Seeger event as well. It is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. And Jessamine, you can hear her every other Monday evening at 10 o'clock, Day of the Velvet Voice. In case you're wondering, why does that voice sound so familiar? Mm. It's the Velvet Voice. But today she's here because... what's happening?
Well, the benefit night at the Fort George Brewery, like you said, it's a fantastic night. They always do a last Tuesday of the month, hosting a nonprofit there. So yeah, the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, lovingly known as the AAMC, is going is next up to bat this Tuesday, April 30th.
Third annual.
It is.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And it starts at 4:30 in the afternoon and goes till...
It starts at 4:30. Things kind of get rolling around 5, and okay, we've got back-to-back performances lined up all evening until 9 p.m.
Last year, not only were there performances, but also you could get out there and join. Zumba, and there was all kinds of things.
All kinds of stuff. Argentine tango, belly dance, swing, modern, contemporary.
I have to say, it's possibly the most fun of these because it is happening. It's going.
Well, it's easy for us as performance artists, and it's a great way for instructors to showcase their students. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of student performances, but audience participation.
Right. So this is upstairs at the Fort George, which is on Duane between 14th and 15th. And that's this Tuesday. Stuff starts happening at 5. You can get there at 4:30. Get yourself a spot. And how is it a benefit?
Well, the Fort, again, generously donates the proceeds, their profits of the night. So buy lots of food, buy lots of beer. That goes directly to the studio. But where we really kind of make our money is from the raffle. Mm-hmm. So we have some incredible, I mean, the list of raffle items is, we have original artwork by Erica Hawkins, Katie George, Naomi from Sea Gypsy Gifts, a ton of stuff from the cannery, like a night at the hotel, woo-hoo, spa treatment, facial, a woo-hoo, bunch of massage donations.
Wow.
The gift baskets are amazing. So huge gift baskets.
This is a silent auction.
We do a raffle. So we could theoretically, I've been told, make more money from the silent auctions, but I really like the idea that somebody could buy an inexpensive raffle ticket and win something
nice,
like a piece of original artwork.
Nice.
So we will sell cash or check raffle tickets the night of the event.
No credit cards.
Excuse me, not check. Well, I guess we take check. We've done that before in the past. But yeah, we'll take cards too.
Okay. So people buy the tickets and put them in the...
In the thing that you want.
Okay.
And again, like... Gypsy's Whimsy, Layers Boutique, M&N, Shift Astoria, Wheeler Bags, Audrey Long Ceramics.
While you're figuring out where you want to put your tickets, you get to enjoy the music and the dance, the movement. Whether you're part of it or you're watching it, it's a very exciting night. And again, the main thing is to remember, this is all community. The AAMC is on the corner of 10th and Commercial, and there's stuff going on there all the time. Why don't you give folks the website and whatever other contact so they can find you to look up.
Absolutely.
What goes on there?
So the easiest way to find out more info, even about the benefit night, is just go to our website, which is AstoriaArtsAndMovement.com. We have amazing things happening, like a new floor coming. We have all of our classes listed on there. There's stuff happening every day of the week.
Yeah.
And it is about community, Carol. You're right.
And it's a gorgeous space to be in, too, when you're at the AAMC. It's an iconic space. And it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
So that's what we love about our community. And we're special. Yeah.
We are.
And you are. And so thank you so much for coming in, Jessamine Grace West. And this is the Astoria Arts and Movement. So you're saying it's AstoriaArtsAndMovement.com.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, and the whole name, Astoria Arts and Movement Center. And this is Tuesday, April 30th, starting at 4:30, going to probably
9 o'clock.
Yeah. And it's party time. It's dance movement. It's fun. And it's all age.
Kids love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids, bring the kids too. So
okay. We will see you there.
Yes, you will.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you. And by the way, the tickets for the Seafood Festival did go. So thanks to those of you who called in. I sure hope you're members. If you're not, please be sure to pitch in to Coast Community Radio. We always love your support. Doesn't have to be pledge drive. Coming up next, I have a very exciting concert tonight with clarinetist David Rifkin and pianist Carrie Lewis. And we also have an extra treat with our own local clarinetist. And they're going to tell you all about it. Have a listen to some of the music. Well, we have been listening to some gorgeous music. Now, my guests did not write the music. Somebody out there might recognize. However, that's interesting. This is an older album, I suspect.
Makes you say that?
Well, I was listening to Thron Riggs on his classical music show, and he was talking about the concert, and he played this, and I called him up, and I said, Thron, I need that album. Where is it? He said, it's mine, but I'll lend it to you. So that's how I get to play my clarinet guest, and that would be David Schifrin, who is playing tonight's concert at the Liberty. And what time is that, Jennifer?
7 o'clock. Doors at 6:30.
Doors at 6:30, 7 o'clock. The Liberty is on 12th and Commercial. You can wander over there right now. The ticket booth should be open, or you may call 503-325-5992.
5922.
That was close.
Very close. Yeah. Good for you, though.
I wouldn't have tried it without you here to correct me. So that's, of course, what's your
that
name?
That lady over yes. there.
Jennifer is the, in addition to being a clarinet player herself, she is also the executive director of the Liberty Theater. That's Jennifer Crockett. And my third guest who, and Jennifer is no stranger to KMUN either, but yep. My third guest is definitely no stranger to KMUN, and that would be Carrie Lewis. Hi there. Carrie.
Good to see you. It's been a while.
I know. I've been here. Where you been? I tell you. But wait a second. David, have you ever been on this show?
It's possible, but it would have been a long time
listen
ago.
Listen to him hedging his bets. He doesn't want me to call him, you know what
yes,
I call him.
Yes, I actually
did
I
you
warned
warn
him
about you. That's why he's talking like
he did. I'm totally prepared.
You know, when you get New Yorkers together, you got to be careful. They do the dance, you know. Yeah, but Carrie Lewis has been on many, many times on KMUN because he is my go-to guy, my go-to person for the in the past, I don't know how many years, 15 years or something, for the Astoria Music Festival. He's also my favorite classical et al. Pianist and humorist, and it's wonderful to have you here. So you, now, tonight's concert is just the two of you.
Yes.
David Schifrin on clarinet and Carrie on piano. Jennifer, are you doing anything this weekend to do with the Liberty? Or I read something about a clarinet day. What
yeah,
is that?
We are having a small informal workshop on Saturday, tomorrow morning, from 10 to 12. Clarinetists of all shapes, sizes, abilities are welcome to come. It's free. Wow. And it will be in our McTavish room.
And who's the we who are having it?
The we is the Liberty, and David Schifrin will be there,
uh-huh.
and Carrie Lewis will be there,
uh-huh. okay.
and they talked me into playing, and so there's some crunch time going on before then.
I see. Okay, and people should bring their own clarinets, obviously,
sure.
and
yep.
see what happens. Or yeah. maybe if you don't play clarinet, but you're interested in process, or you have a kid and you want to bring your child, everybody is welcome. Did you say the McTavish Room?
Yes.
So it's the 12th Street entrance.
Yep.
So that's
we'll have signs out
tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Let's go back to this evening. This is pretty exciting. Have you folks played together for a while?
We have. We've played numerous times together in Portland and on tour in Hawaii. And probably other places that I just don't remember.
I can't think of them all, but the most recent time was Hawaii.
Was Hawaii. Okay. And David, I would love to hear a little bit about your background now that I've established that you're a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker?
Yeah, a New Yorker. Right, New Yorker. I love it. You can hear right away. It's a real pleasure.
Well, I grew up in New York City, and
and did you start playing music when you were a wee little guy?
I did. I like to talk about that because if it weren't for the public school music program in Queensboro of New York City, I wouldn't be a musician today. And I'm a big advocate for music in the schools, and that changed my life all those years ago.
Did you start right out on clarinet?
I did. I saw a movie about Benny Goodman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's how I chose the instrument.
And what grade-ish?
Oh, I was, I think, in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had friends who played other instruments. I wanted not to play the flute or the cello. That's what my friends in the neighborhood mm-hmm. were mm-hmm. playing. And we all took lessons with the junior high school music teacher in the public schools, even when we were in elementary school. And
took private lessons? Or
we did. We
okay.
did. And that was by way of early lessons and then prep for the big time in junior high school.
Okay. Carrie, when did you start playing?
Well, I took lessons for a while, but it didn't last very long because I liked what I was doing better than what my teacher was trying to tell me to do.
Piano-wise.
Piano-wise.
Yes.
So that ended pretty quick. And the when I was 10 was when I started again, and it worked a little bit better.
How old were you when you started the first time?
I don't know. I really don't remember.
Quite little, though. Yeah.
I was living in Houston, so it mm-hmm. must have been five or six or seven right. or eight, right. something like that.
Well, and I know that Jennifer has told her story. She told the story at a school board meeting when the school was discussing the music program and the possibility of, how do we say this nicely, getting rid of the program, yeah. part of the program. Yeah. And it was a massive turnout of the town to Good. Object.
Yeah, we were able to get over 100 people to go to that board meeting.
Yeah.
It was great.
Including the young people as well as the rest of us. And she's somewhere in between. So, but it was powerful. It was powerful. So yeah. What is the concert tonight? Can you tell us?
Sure. It's, as you mentioned, it's a duo concert with Carrie and myself, all music for clarinet and piano. And the first half of the program is all music from France, but very, very contrasting work, beginning with a work by Francis Poulenc, who lived for the first two-thirds of the 20th century. He was born in early 20th century France and lived until 1962. And just about his very last published work was this clarinet sonata, sonata for clarinet and piano, that he wrote for the aforementioned Benny Goodman.
Oh, wow.
And Benny Goodman was scheduled to give the New York premiere with Mr. Poulenc playing the piano in his own composition, but he got very sick and unfortunately passed away.
Poulenc, we're talking about. Poulenc,
No, Benny Goodman lived for another 25 years after that.
I think of Benny Goodman more as kind of jazz.
Well,
sort of.
The where I'm going with this is that Benny Goodman was such a star in the mid 20th century as a jazz musician that people always think of him only as the king of swing, but he was a very serious classical musician, especially later in his career. He came back to what he had started on. He had started out as a kid with classical training, and then he became very serious about recording and performing the canon of classical repertoire for the clarinet. But even more important, he approached almost every major composer of his day and commissioned all of the ones he could to write new music for the clarinet.
Wow.
And that included Aaron Copland and Béla Bartók and Paul Hindemith.
Fabulous. Yeah.
And so there's a wealth of music for the clarinet from the mid-20th century that's all thanks to Benny Goodman. And this Poulenc Sonata is one of them.
Yes.
Of course, Poulenc didn't survive to play in the New York premiere, and so they got a young pianist at the time to fill in for him named Leonard Bernstein.
I knew that punchline.
You knew where that was going.
You
read the program notes.
No, and I don't know the piece, but I knew it had to be Lenny. After all, who else? So, yeah. Well, Carrie, you ready for that?
No.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. I've listened and watched. So, and I know you can play just about anything.
No.
Okay. Say yes.
Yes. Thank you.
I do his,
David,
you know, I do his
wonderful.
Bidding.
I want you to stay. Where do you live, David Schifrin? Now,
right
these
now,
days.
It's the Holiday Inn Express.
When you're not in Astoria.
I live in Norwalk, Connecticut.
Okay, so you're still on the East Coast. Because I was
going
to say,
by way of living all over the place and then coming back a number of years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you unpack your bags in
something like that. Something like
that. Well, I was going to say, I think you should come here too, because you two could make a really good. I mean, I'd have you coming here every month.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind another clarinet player here in town.
Exactly. Yeah, just like that.
We can play all the duets.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, though, apropos of what you just said about Benny Goodman, I'm wondering, piano, you get to play lots of stuff with lots of different other instruments as well as solo. You have more options. Would that be true? The clarinet would be less, if you're staying in the classical family, there's less clarinet music written, or is there plenty of it?
There's plenty of it. There's nothing near the amount of repertory that there is for the piano, mm-hmm. but there's a tremendous amount of music for the clarinet, so much so that I'm sure there are works that I would love to play in my lifetime that I'll never get to.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you're full-time and have been all your life? You went to college and studied studied music, and you've maintained a life as a musician.
I have.
An itinerant musician. Playing with orchestras.
I've had a few anchor-type positions over the years.
For example?
For example, for about 40 years, I've been the artistic director of Chamber Music Northwest in Portland. And for about 32 years, I've been on the faculty of the music school at Yale.
And so those are on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Yeah, I try to pick up a few dates in between, you know.
Yeah, I can see where the sense of humor would be good, too, to blend together quite well. Well, tonight's concert, it starts at 7 o'clock at the Liberty Theater, 12th and Commercial, and you can get your tickets in advance. If you don't get them in advance, please get there early so that you'll be well seated. Are there seats? Is it open admission for tonight?
It's reserved seating.
Yeah. So the sooner you get the tickets, the better. My guests, clarinetist David Rifkin, who is a star. We're having a lot of fun here, but the truth is he's a star, and this is a rare opportunity. So even if you weren't sure you loved clarinet, this is a fantastic opportunity to come and see him. And our beloved Carrie Lewis, who is definitely a piano star as well. The good part is we get to see him more often. And then tomorrow morning, that's 7 o'clock tonight, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., come on over
to
the Liberty.
She scared me there for a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. 7 tomorrow morning. No, no, no.
Oh, wow. Sorry. 10 o'clock tomorrow.